Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. And we will now turn our attention fully to the Ryder Cup, as joining us now on the line is another of Paul Azinger's assistant captains for this coming weekend's Ryder Cup in Kentucky at Valhalla. It is Champions Tour Pro Dave Stockton. Dave, good morning to you. Thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us today.
Thanks, Russ. Good to be with you.
We as golf fans are very excited, especially us American golf fans, about the upcoming Ryder Cup. You know, the Europeans have won the last three meetings and five of the last six overall. How frustrating has that been for you as a fellow American golfer?
Well, don't like it at all. I mean, it's the same. Paul faces the same thing that I faced at Kiowa in 91. I mean, they'd had the cup for six straight years prior to that, and it doesn't sit well. I don't mind them being favorites on their side, but to be favorites over here, and they are, it kind of rankles you.
Why do you think that it's been so one-sided in the past? Has it been more the Euros playing so well? Has it been the Americans playing poorly? Is it a little bit of both?
I think it's both. I think they what scared me prior to Kiowa was that when Jack lost at Muirfield on his own golf course, you became aware that the Europeans were good enough to win over here, which kind of shocked us. But they're so evenly matched. Obviously, we're going to miss Tiger this year, but either team should be able to win on either side. I think there have been some mistakes made on our side as far as, you know, the players being paired and all sorts of things that everybody knows about. But I think this year is going to be different.
Dave Stockton joining us here on the line, 10-time winner on the PGA Tour, including two PGA Championships, also 14 career victories on the Champions Tour, including the 96 U.S. Senior Open, and he's one of Paul Azinger's assistant captains for next weekend's Ryder Cup. Dave, you mentioned Tiger Woods. Let's go there next, because he is obviously not on this team. How big of a loss is that for the Americans?
Well, on one point, obviously, you're losing the best player in the world, and it was a shock to me because I was talking to Tiger at the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines, and I'd seen him prior to that when they played the Buick earlier in the year down there. And at both times, we talked about the Ryder Cup, and he and I were talking at the putting green there at Torrey Pines during the Open, and he didn't allude to being as hurt as bad as he was. I'm not sure he knew about it that Tuesday and Wednesday prior to the tournament, that it was as severe as it was, because he just kept talking about different scenarios of what was going to transpire at Valhalla.
As far as the players that are on this team go, Phil Mickelson, Jim Furyk, Kenny Perry, Stewart Cink, Anthony Kim, Justin Leonard, Hunter Mahan, Steve Stricker, J.B. Holmes, how much of a feel do you have for some of these guys, their games, and some of their nuances?
I've been watching them fairly close because I've been knowing what was going to transpire. Been talking to Paul, as he's talked to quite a few people, about who he was picking, why he was picking, and obviously that's the thing that rattles you the most, trying to figure out. In my day, only at two pick. Paul's has a luxury of four this time. But I am familiar with it. I'm going to get very familiar when I get there tomorrow on Monday. It's kind of I'm just really looking forward to it. It's going to be very interesting. Paul is going to do a very good job of making these guys play together, have a good time, and have experiences they cherish.
Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Speaking with Dave Stockton, 10-time winner on the PGA Tour, 14 wins on the Champions Tour, also a Ryder Cup player in both 71 and 77, then, of course, captained the 91 Ryder Cup team to victory at Kiowa. Dave, has Paul told you what your exact role is going to be, and how much say will you have in pairing of the players during the two-man team competition?
I won't have any say in that. That's going to be Paul's complete. He's going to ask about how certain guys are playing. Olin Brown and Raymond and I, between the three of us, are going to have an opportunity to be out there and be his eyes and ears. But I think I know he already has the first day in mind, and it'll just depend on who's playing hot. And everybody expects, if they play as expected, there won't be too many surprises. But that's going to be Paul's call. I don't know exactly what all I'm going to be in charge of doing, but I know there's, obviously, there's so many tasks, evaluating the players that are on the course, the eight that are playing at one time, and, of course, one-third of your field of your team is not playing, so somebody's got to be evaluating those and getting them ready to play in the afternoon, you know, talking about pairings, just all sorts of things going on.
Right. You mentioned Jack captaining the team that lost at Muirfield, one of his own designs. Obviously, this year, another Jack Nicklaus design, Valhalla. How familiar are you with that course? Have you played there a number of times in the past?
I swam around it in the PGA when I made 36 holes. It was a difficult golf course, I felt. A lot of elevation changes. I think it favors long hitters, and we certainly have our share of long hitters on the team. I think it's a very, very good golf course, and I think being centrally located for most people. I'm expecting giant crowds out there to support the Americans.
You are listening to Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans with you, joined on the line by Dave Stockton, 10-time PGA Tour winner, 14 wins on the Champions Tour, one of Paul Isinger's assistant captains for next weekend's Ryder Cup at Valhalla in Kentucky. You mentioned Olin Brown, Dave, and we had him on during the show's first hour, and he said that this is his first Ryder Cup experience as one of Paul Isinger's assistants. Obviously, for you, that's not the case. What are some of your fondest Ryder Cup memories for you personally?
First, as a player, they were a real thrill. I played at Old Washington St. Louis when Jay Hebert was the captain in 71, and then 77 played under Dal Finsterwald at Lytham and St. Anne's, which is a little bit trickier being over there. But both times we're not playing against the Europeans. We're playing against Great Britain and Ireland, and it was a much easier task. In 91, I just remember the camaraderie on my team. I still regret the fact that we had the limo wreck that hurt Steve Pate. Or the score wouldn't have come down to the half point and Longer's putt against Hale Irwin that gave us the victory by a half a point, basically. But I just remember the fact that nobody could pick who carried my team. It was a team effort from start to finish. I had I think, one of the strongest teams ever assembled, and I had no doubt in my mind, and basically until Saturday night when we were tied, that there was any way in heck I could lose this thing. And for Kathy and I to be picked to head the United States as the captain, we were just so proud of that, and it's still the greatest moment in our golfing lives.
Yeah, Dave, 17 years later, obviously Kiawah Island is definitely one of the top destinations in the golfing world, a great Pete Dye design. But at the time, back in 91, it was brand new. And I remember at the time kind of handicapping going into the event, handicapping it was difficult because nobody really knew what to expect. No one had really played that venue very much.
Quite a few of the Americans had. We got a lot of people in. I had five or six guys that I knew that were going to be on my team that I'd talked to, and I think all of them have been in there at least three times. And the guys that I was looking at to be my captain's pick, every one of them had come in at least twice to play it. Kind of unlike what the Europeans have done this time. They have not played practice rounds. Isinger had given them an effort to come in here a week ago or so after the last FedEx event, and not one of them came in to look at the course, which I found was amusing. And I also was surprised at Kiawah that they didn't take advantage, because I'd set up, if they wanted to come down and take a look for a practice round, they were more than welcome to, because as you allude to, it was a brand new venue. And I, one of the humorous, and not humorous to her, but Olaf Faubel's mother, of course, he played every match, so this poor lady is about 5 foot tall, and she's walking 36 holes a day, and what were then were shifting sand dunes because they were so new. And that poor lady had blisters on every part of her foot by the time she got through walking that thing.
Dave Stockton joining us here on the line. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Yeah, Dave, not only have the Euros decided not to come over ahead of time and play Valhalla, I think there are four or five or six of the European team members that are playing this weekend in the Mercedes on the European Tour. So,
yeah, in Germany. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think it's great. I wish they'd all play.
Right. Tire themselves out, right? Not have the rest and not have the preparation.
Well, I mean, I have no idea what kind of golf course it is, and they'll keep their game sharp. But I'm glad they're playing. I mean, I don't like to get into a major course more than 3 or 4 days ahead of time, but still, you got to have some knowledge of it. And they very well may have played it earlier, but I doubt it.
Dave, a couple quick last questions for you before I let you go. First of all, in regards to your own game, where's it at right now? How many times a year are you playing competitively?
Well, I think I'm going to end up playing 13 this year, I believe. My wife's brother, Eddie, has been very sick, had triple bypass and caught the E. coli virus during the surgery, and we spent 5 months trying to get him back to health, and he's now doing much better. But I suspect next year, I'll turn 67 in November, I'm going to probably take retirement, so 11 will be my maximum amount. But doing corporate outings and doing some teaching and just having a good time.
Yeah, I know. I've read that you are dubbed the king of the corporate outings, so I know that's a big part of your daily and weekly golfing life. But I also read that you've got 27 career holes in one. Do you remember them all vividly? And are there a few that maybe stand out more than some of the others?
Well, I don't, but I just made the 28th about 4 weeks ago. We were salmon fishing near the Campbell River north of Vancouver, and there a gentleman by the name of Washington has his own private 9-hole course, and I cut off from salmon fishing, went and played 9 holes, and aced the 5th hole. So I remember some. Some meant a lot more. My father, who taught me, never made one. And I distinctly remember he saw my first one, and all he did was get mad. He ended up seeing five of the ones I made, and he never once said, good shot. He got so mad because he'd never made one. And here's a guy that on my course at home, I had 164, and he shot 463. And he'd made six double eagles, but I've made three, but he's never lucky enough to make a hole in one, so he just got mad about it.
That is unbelievable, Dave. Obviously, there is an element of luck involved, but you also have to be a very good player. I mean, that goes without saying. But
well, not necessarily. It's just it's luck. You just said it. I mean, everybody in our family now has them, including my wife, who has one of the most bizarre scorecards in history at the Citrus course. She had a one on the 13th hole, and she had a two on another par three, and she hit it about 6 inches, but she also had seven and eights on the card. So she broke 90 and had every score on her card from one to eight, which I don't think has ever happened.
Well, I grant you that to get a couple, one or two or three, is, there's a lot of luck involved. But to have 28 in your career, that's something quite different. Why do you think that you've had so many? Is there a certain thing that you do when you tee up on a par three? Are you always shooting for the pin?
I tend to shoot for it only because I've always had a good short game, and I'm not afraid of really short-siding myself. Obviously, on some courses, you don't want to do it, but for the most part, yeah, I shoot at it. I mean, you won't take the right pin on number 12 at Augusta. You won't take that on. But, for instance, I've holed the 15th hole at Cypress Point, which gave me an opportunity to stand up on the dreaded 16th and stand there thinking to myself, my gosh, I can make two in a row if I make this. And I did make a two on the hole, so I went 1-2, but... It crosses my mind, and when I'm playing pro-ams and talking to people, I always say, okay, no, have you made a hole-in-one yet? This is going to be it. You're going to make it. And a couple of times, the people have made it, which is unbelievable, and they go nuts.
That's awesome. Is it more fun? Now, I'm assuming it's obviously a great time when you make one yourself, but is it also just as much fun when you're in a group when somebody else makes one?
Oh, absolutely. I was doing a corporate outing in Chicago, and I got on a tee. I never met this guy, and it was over water, and I said, what are you hitting? It's like 130 yards, 35. He said, I got a 9-iron. I said, it's not enough. He said, yes, it is. And I said, no, it isn't. I said, well, hit an 8. He said, I don't want to. I said, well, hit an 8. If you don't like it, you can hit a 9. So he hits the 8, and he holds it. I said, okay, show me you can do that with a 9. He's going nuts, you know. And that's one of the things people don't do. They usually don't take enough club.
Right. Dave Stockton joining us here on the line. A 10-time winner on the PGA Tour, including those two PGA championships. 14 career wins on the Champions Tour, including that 96 U.S. Senior Open. He will be in action this coming weekend at Valhalla, one of Paul Azinger's assistant captains as the American team tries to overcome that European run of six, five out of the last six in the last three in a row. Dave, last thing for you, because I heard that you are coaching right now Morgan Pressel on her golf game. She is a young lady that's very near and dear to our hearts as a Boca Raton product. What are you working on with Morgan, and how long has that been?
Now, both Ron and I, my younger son Ron, who we talked to her prior to the Nabisco this year in Palm Springs, and at that point in time was talking about the short game. And my son also teaches Teresa Liu and Yanni Singh, who's played phenomenal this year and won the major and I think fourth on the money list now, and was out there a couple of times, and he's talked to Morgan while he's been out on the tour with Teresa. And she came this past 3 days, been out here to Redlands, California, working with both of us, actually, and delving into all part of the game. Of course, I want to jump on her mental side of it. And as a 20-year-old, she is very, very mature. But it was just fun to spend time with her. She's obviously got a ton of talent.
Yeah.
Great. I mean, I played the golf holes we play, I just saw her make no mistakes. So I think it's going to be an ongoing relationship. It's just getting started. Like I said, we spent three really intense days here, and she's making some really good strides. She obviously wants to get more length, but God knows she's really, really accurate, and I'm very pleased with where her putting's gotten to. And I think she's going to surprise a lot of people, not herself, but she's going to surprise a lot of people.
She broke through last year for her first ever career major victory at the Kraft Nabisco, and we are definitely expecting more great things to come from Morgan Pressel, one of our hometown girls here in South Florida. Dave Stockton is a 10-time winner on the PGA Tour, 14 career victories on the Champions Tour. He is going to be helping Paul Azinger and the rest of the crew, Phil Mickelson, Jim Furyk, Kenny Perry, Stuart Sink, Anthony Kim, this coming weekend at Valhalla as the Americans take on the Europeans for the 37th edition of the Ryder Cup. Dave, thanks thanks so much for joining us. Good luck this coming weekend in Kentucky. We're all pulling for you.
Thank you, Russ. Great to talk to you.
Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr.